splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
Praise God, Church. The first song that we would like to sing in Russian, of course, is a song of praise. Lightly translated, basically says that we see God everywhere. We see God every day. And everything that we do is specifically in nature. I don't know how many of you wake up in the morning and say how good it is to be alive, but I hope you do. I hope you do. And this song talks more about, you know, looking around and looking at the skies and looking at the beautiful flowers and the rainbows and everything that we have, everything that we can see. That is just a testament of how awesome our God is.
Вижу Бога каждый день. мощи, и в дивном небе голубом, и в восходе золотом, как лучик солнца, всюду ты, бесконечный Бог Творец, бесконечный Бог Отец, и в любви ты неизменен. Ты милосердный и святой, будь на небе, на земле благословен. Ты везде Бог благой, слава тебе на веки слава. Ты везде Бог благой, слава тебе на веки слава. Вижу Бога каждый день, в облаке на небе и дожде, в розы лепестках, в росе, птицах осенью, летящих видом. Всюду ты, бесконечный Бог Творец, бесконечный Бог Отец, и в любви ты неизменен. Ты милосердный и святой, будь на небе, на земле благословен. Ты везде Бог благой, слава тебе на веки слава. Ты везде Бог благой, слава тебе на веки слава. Вижу Бога каждый день на моем пути, идущем в небо. В сердце духом ты живешь, песни, что ты мне даешь, я буду петь тебе всюду ты. Бесконечный Бог Творец, бесконечный Бог Отец, и в любви ты неизменен. Ты милосердный и святой, будь на небе, на земле благословен.
The second song that we would like to sing is taking it back a couple of generations. This song is in our hymnal. We're going to sing it without music, so a little bit more traditional. There may be an English version of it. I'm just not quite sure. What this song talks about is, you know, when God comes back, when Jesus comes back to take his church and to take us up to heaven, basically just talking about how awesome that's going to be in his presence. Here we go.
Час, когда труба Господня над землею зазвучит, и настанет вечно светлая заря, имена он всех спасенных перекличке повторит, там по милости Господней буду я.
На небес,
на небесной перекличке буду я,
на небес,
на небесной перекличке буду я. Перекличке, там по милости Господней буду я. В день блаженный воскресенья всех умерших во Христе, во дворенья их в обители заря, всех святых омытых кровью пролитой на кресте, созовет он и на зов отвечу я.
На небе,
на небесной перекличке буду я,
на небе,
на небесной перекличке буду я,
на небе,
на небесной перекличке, там по милости Господней буду я. Дай трудиться для тебя, Господь, любовью всем служить, с утра раннего и до заката дня. А когда велишь работу мне земную ты сложить, на небесных лишь тогда пристану я.
На небес,
на небесной перекличке буду я,
на небес,
на небесной перекличке буду я,
на небес,
на небесной перекличке. Там по милости Господней буду я.
На небе,
на небесной перекличке буду я.
На небе,
на небесной перекличке буду я.
На небе,
на небесной перекличке. Там по милости Господней буду я.
Praise the Lord. Slava Bogu. Like Pastor Scott said already, introduced me. I'm a pastor, feeder, the Russian church. I would say Russian church. The reason I say that, because when we left, used to be Soviet Union, and everybody, all American know the Soviet Union. And then after that, all the small countries like Ukraine, like Eric prayed for Latvia, Lithuania, originally, we came from Belarus, actually, but we call ourselves Russian. So please understand, I know they have some issue today, the Russian, you know, probably Ukraine, and a little bit problem with American, but we all children of God. Amen. 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 We all children of God. And of course, our Russian or Belarus people. We have a Russian, we have a Belarus people, we have a few Ukrainian family in our church. They're sitting on this side, actually, and we all speaking, of course, the Russian language. And I'll be glad to preach today in English here. But it's the reason we're here, to show we all different culture, nation, but we're all the same people in God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to be together today. These congregations that have gathered, we thank you for your grace to bless each of us individually, but you've also blessed us together. The unity of your body, the opportunity we have to serve you together, to worship you, to sing your praises, and to hear your word proclaimed. I pray that you might put your words in Fyodor's mouth, and then again in Russ's as he shares them in English, that we might hear and be challenged to know you more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
Like I said already, he's gonna be next to me, the Russ, and he's gonna be translating me today, and I will try to deliver the message in the Russian language. Дорогие друзья, братья, сестры,
dear brothers and sisters,
как мы уже слышали сегодня пение, что мы есть дети Божьи.
We've heard from the songs that were sung today that we are all children of God.
И за это короткое время, которое я имею сегодня говорить,
in this short time that I have today to speak,
я буду говорить о единстве церкви.
I will be talking about unity of church.
Первое место, которое я зачитаю, это к Ефесянам 4 глава.
And the first first text that I will be reading is from Ephesians chapter 4.
Первый стих. Итак, я, узник в Господе, умоляю вас поступать достойно звания, в которое вы призваны.
Verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, urge you to walk worthy of the calling you have received.
Апостол Павел говорит, как мы должны поступать в нашей жизни. Второй стих. Со всяким смиренномудрием, кротостью, долготерпением, снисходя друг к другу любовью.
And Apostle Paul in the second verse is telling us how we should live our life. And verse 2 says, with all humility, the gentleness with patience, accepting one another in love.
Несмотря на то, что мы есть люди, живущие на этой планете Земля из разных мест, но у нас есть одно направление.
And it doesn't matter that there's a whole bunch of people from different places of the world, but we have one direction.
И главное, моя мысль, которая заключается в третьем стихе, это говорит Слово Божие, Павел повторяет, стараясь сохранять единство Духа в союзе мира.
And the main theme of my message today is described in verse 3. Diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit with the peace that binds us.
Друзья, почему Павел именно говорит это слово, когда мы открываем Священное Писание от Иоанна, 17 глава, 21 стих.
And why does Paul say this word? And we could read that, we could read about it in John chapter 17, verse 27.
Иисус сказал, для нас очень важное слово, будем очень внимательны.
Jesus told us a very important word, let's pay attention to it.
21 стих, да будут все едино, как ты, Отче, во мне, и я в тебе, так и они да будут в нас едино. Зачем? Да уверует мир, что ты послал меня.
It's actually verse 21. And may that all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they all be one in us, so that the world may believe you sent me.
И славу, которую ты дал мне, я дал им, да будут едино, как мы едино.
Verse 22. I have given them the glory you have given me. May they be one as we are one.
Я в них, и ты во мне, да будут совершенны воедино, и да познает мир, что ты послал меня и возлюбил их, как возлюбил меня.
I am in them, and you are in me. May they be made completely one, so the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
Слава Богу, друзья.
Praise the Lord, friends.
За это слово, которое Бог говорит сегодня к нашему сознанию.
For this word that we are able to hear today, that God speaks to our consciousness or to our minds.
Бог посылает Иисуса Христа, Бога-человека, на эту землю.
Father God is sending his son, Jesus Christ, so that he could come on this earth.
Для того, чтобы образовалась церковь на этой земле.
So that he could create a church on this earth.
Для того, чтобы ты и я, независимо культуры, нации, вошел в эту церковь спасения.
so that regardless of where you came from, what nation or what culture, that you're all united in this body of church.
Для того, чтобы приготовить церковь ко встрече с Отцом Небесным.
Jesus came here so that he could unite us into a church and prepare us for this meeting with God.
Происходит трансформация Бога человека, человека к Богу.
And happened this transformation from God to human, and then from human to God.
Потому что церковь это не здание, это не организация. Церковь это люди, живущие на этой земле.
You know, the typical church is maybe a building. Typical church may be just a physical thing, but that's not what God has said. He united us in the body of Christ, and that's what the church is.
4 глава к Ефесянам, 4 стих говорит, «Одно тело и один дух, как и вы, и призваны к одной надежде вашего звания».
And going back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope at your calling.
И никто не сможет разделить сегодня церковь Христову.
And no one could break up the church of Christ, the body of Christ.
Потому что во главе стоит Иисус Христос.
Because the head of this body is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Сегодня в церкви поставлены люди, которые несут ответственность за церковь.
And today in church we have people that are pastors and the elders of the churches.
В этой же главе 11 стих говорит, и он поставил одних апостолами, других пророками, иных евангелистами, иных пастырями и учителями. 11.
Verse 11. He said, and he personally gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
Для чего?
For what?
К совершению святых на дело служения для созидания тела Христова.
For the training of the saints in the work of ministry to build up the body of Christ.
13 стих. Доколе все придем. Опять же, в единство веры и познание Сына Божия и мужа совершенного в меру полного возраста Христова.
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, growing into mature man with a stature measured by Christ's fullness.
Сегодня, как никогда, для церкви нужно объединиться вместе.
Today is a perfect time for the church to be united together.
Мы можем смотреть телевидение, news, media, и мы можем видеть страшное то, что зло, которое происходит на этой земле.
And looking at the news, the different kinds of media, we could see the different kinds of evils that are happening in the world.
Он старается всячески разрушить церковь Христову.
The devil is trying in many different ways to distract the church, to break them up.
Мы слышали и молились о народе Франции, о том самолете, который был пал на в Египет.
We all heard the news that happened in France, and also the plane that fell down in Egypt.
Все то, что может происходить сегодня на этой земле, в школах, на улицах, к сожалению, в церкви Христовой.
And we see different things, different, many different things that are happening in schools and on the streets. And this is not for the body of Christ.
It's not really a safe place to be today.
The world is not a safe place to be.
Враг идет в церковь. Старается разрушить, но мы есть семья в Иисусе Христе.
The enemy is trying very hard to break up the family, break up the body of Christ.
Церковь – это живой организм.
Church, body of Christ, is a living thing.
Сегодня, в последнее время, друзья, мы должны быть вместе во имя нашего Господа.
And today, like never before, the body of Christ should be in unity like never before.
Потому что церковь организовал Иисус Христос.
Because the body of Christ was formed by Jesus Christ.
И мы сегодня дети Божьи, дети одного Отца.
And we are all His children, and He is our God. We are all His children.
И мы идем и стремимся, имея одну надежду, в вечные обители неба.
And where all we're going, where we hope to be, is to be there in heaven with Him.
И нет разницы сегодня на земле цвет кожи, нация, культура, один Бог.
And it doesn't matter the color of your skin, where you, the nation, the where, what, which country you came from. There's only one God.
Пятый стих, четвертая глава к Ефесянам. Апостол Павел говорит следующее.
Verse 5 in Ephesians 4.
Один Господь, одна вера, одно крещение.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Один Бог и Отец всех, который над всеми и через всех и во всех нас.
There's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
Praise the Lord. Я хотел бы, друзья, чтобы мы как никогда молились вместе в ваших домах, в ваших церквях, чтобы мы всегда были едины в Господе. Этого необходимости нуждается сегодня земля.
And my call to you, or my wish for you, is that we're all in unity, pray that God could unite us, even make us even more united as a body of Christ. Whatever you are, at home and in your churches, that's my wish for you guys.
Пусть вас всех Бог благословит, понимая, что церковь – это организм Иисуса Христа. Амин.
And I also want God to bless all of you so that we all understand that the body of Christ is a living thing, that we should all be united in this one body of Christ that praises His name.
Amen. Thank you.
What Господь да уча, уча, чане. Шагер вон да гахиру, гахиру, чапри. Асман вон да биша, биша, анугра. Jahamru Prabhu Yesu ko Isai le gao chau prasam chua Gao chau mahima Hune Yesu ko Isai le gao Bye.
Hallelujah.
This one, my pastorate would be talking about the unified body in Christ Jesus. So I think already Pastor Scott has introduced Pastor Raj. He's one of our pastors of Nepali congregation. So,
sabalai jai masi.
Good morning once again for everybody.
Sabalai jai masi. Ma chai church ma dherai bolne garchu jasko karanle garda ma boleko karanle garda malai sabaile man paraucha.
In the church, I usually talk a lot, so everybody love me because I talk a lot in the church.
Malai praya jawanharle man paraucha.
Most probably youth love to me because I love to them.
Kina bhane ma arko kura chai kina bhane ma dherai choto message pani bolchu.
Because one of the reasons is I speak little in the church. Very short message.
Sai tapaile pani malai man paraunu huncha hala.
I hope that you'll love me too.
Kina bhane ma choto bolna gairheko
chu. Because I'm speaking very short today.
Ma bishesh gari aaja tapaiharuko majhma Galati ko pustak bata kehi kura bhanna chahanchu.
Especially today I want to talk to you all about from the book of Galatians.
3 ko 28.
The book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 28.
Ya ke bhanieko chha bhane.
What does it talk about?
Ab na ta yahudi cha.
There is neither Jew
nor the Greek
nor Greek
nor kamara.
There is neither slave
cha nor fuka
nor free
nor ta purush cha.
There is neither male
nor stri cha
nor female.
Kina bhane
for you
Christ Yesu ma
are all
hami sabai eutai hau. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
यो बाइबलले धेरैवटा कुराहरूको विषयमा यहाँनिर वर्णन गरेको छ. जब जब हामी बाइबल धर्मशास्त्रलाई हामी अध्ययन गर्छौँ जब त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ यस कारण तब जब भन्ने कुराहरू त्यहाँनिर आउँदछ. यसको मतलब चाहिँ अगाडिको खण्डहरूले केही कुराहरू बताइरहेको हुन्छ. हामीले 26मा हेर्यो भने त्यसले लेखेको छ किनकि विश्वासद्वारा
दिस रिटन बिकज बाई फेथ
तिमीहरू सबै ख्रीष्ट येशूमा परमेश्वरका सन्तान हौ.
यु आर ऑल द फ्यामिली अफ गॉड.
27 ले भन्छ
27 टॉक अबाउट
किनकि तिमीहरू मध्ये जतिको ख्रीष्ट येशूमा बप्तिस्मा भयो.
Those who have been baptized in the Christ Jesus,
तिमीहरू सबैले
you all of you
ख्रीष्ट येशूलाई धारण गरेका छौ.
You have accepted Jesus as Lord
and
Savior.
अनि अर्को कुरा अब यहाँ बाइबलले बताइरहेको छ.
The Bible also talk about
अब
and
यहाँ यहुदी छ
Jews, there are Jews,
no Greek,
neither Jews,
no kamara,
neither nor slave,
no fuka,
nor free,
not a purush,
no male,
not a istri,
nor female.
Hami sabai Christ ma ek hau.
We are all one in Jesus Christ.
Ma tapaiharulai ek pata utpatti ko pustak ma lana chahanchu.
I want to drag yourself towards the book of Genesis.
Jaba pram prabhu parmeshwar le akash ra prithvi lai srishti garnu bhayo.
When the Lord created the heaven and the earth,
त्यहाँनिर परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई सृष्टि गर्नु भएकोमा एकपटक उहाँ अफसोस मान्नु भएको छ.
God was upset by being created to the mankind.
किनभने परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले मानिस जातिलाई उहाँको आराधना गर्नको निम्ति सृजनु भएको थियो.
Because mankind was being created to just to serve the Lord and to praise and worship the Lord.
तर जसको विपरीत मानिसले परमप्रभु परमेश्वरको वचन उल्लङ्घन गरेर उनीहरूलाई आफ्नो इच्छामा चल्न उनीहरू चाहे.
Instead the mankind turned over from the Lord and then they did whatever they wish to.
त्यहाँनिर जब त्यहाँनिर परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले त्यो ठाउँमा एकजना नोआ भन्ने व्यक्तिलाई त्यहाँनिर देख्नुभयो जो चाहिँ ऊ चाहिँ नम्रता अनि उसले परमप्रभु परमेश्वरको अधीनमा जिउने व्यक्तिलाई उहाँले देख्नुभयो.
Among many people, God saw one, a religious, a righteous man called Noah.
अनि परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले नोआलाई भन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And God has been talking to Noah.
अब तैँले संसारमा भएका मानिसहरूलाई तैँले मेरो वचनलाई सुनाउनु पर्दछ. अबको संसार म पानीले नष्ट गर्न गइरहेको छु.
Now you got to talk about the word of God to these people because now I am going to finish up this world by the flood.
अनि त्यो समय
and at the moment
अनि मानिसहरूले नुहाको कुरालाई फ्यालै गरेनन्.
The people didn't take care of the word of God.
मानिसहरूले नुहाको कुरालाई पथ्याउँदै पथ्याएनन्.
They never believe and trust to the Noah.
Noah
was all about talking about God, that God is going to finish up this world by the flood. The people were on their own way. They are drinking and merrymaking.
The
people were all out of Noah's word because people were on their own way.
But God talked
to Noah that you got to bridge one big boat.
अनि त्यहाँनिर परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले भन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो अब तैँले जहाजभित्र जोडी जोडी त्यहाँनिर जन्तुहरू पशुहरू तैँले लगाउनु पर्छ.
And God also talked to Noah that you got to put the male and female of every creatures.
त्यहाँनिर विभिन्न प्रकारको त्यहाँनिर जङ्गली पशुहरू थियो.
There were a lot kinds of different wild animals.
त्यहाँनिर विभिन्न प्रकारको त्यहाँनिर हजारौँ त्यहाँनिर प्रकारको जन्तुहरू थियो.
There were thousands of different kinds and creatures of animals.
तर त्यहाँनिर हामी एउटा कुरालाई देख्दछौँ.
But we could see only one thing in the boat. त्यहाँनिर
हामीले एउटा कुरालाई देख्दछौँ.
That we could see only one thing in the boat.
त्यो के हो? तपाईँहरू जान्न चाहनुहुन्छ?
What is that? Do you want to know about it?
त्यहाँनिर प्रिय अहिलेको संसारमा हामी विचार गर्यौँ भने एउटा बाघले अर्को कुनै सानो जन्तुलाई देख्ने बित्तिकै उसले आक्रमण गरेर उसले मारेर अनि उसलाई चाहेको रगत अथवा मासु उसले खान सक्छ.
My dear brothers and sisters, in this today's world, even an elephant can kill other weak animals and they make their feast.
तर
but
त्यहाँनिर हामी देख्दछौँ जब परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले नोआलाई आज्ञा गर्नुभयो त्यहाँ विभिन्न प्रकारको जन्तुहरू थियो. त्यो जन्तुहरूमा त्यहाँनिर उनीहरूमा त्यहाँ एक प्रकारको प्रेम थियो, एक प्रकारको एकता थियो, जसको कारणले गर्दा फेरि सबै प्रकारको जन्तुहरू मिलेर एक आपसमा त्यो नौकाभित्र बसिरहेको थियो.
Wow, though there were different kinds of animals, big, small, but all of them were a unified body. They were not hating each other, but they had a love and being together in the boat.
आज त्यस्तै
similarly today
हामी विभिन्न ठाउँबाट आएका छौँ.
We might have been from different parts of the world here in America.
हुनसक्छ हामीले एकअर्कालाई हामी पहिलाको दिनहरूमा हामीले देखिरहेका थिएनौँ.
We might not have not been known to each other before.
तर परमप्रभु परमेश्वरको प्रेमको कारणले गर्दा हामी एकअर्कालाई प्रेम गर्छौँ, हामी एकअर्काको निम्ति वास्ता गर्छौँ, जसको कारणले गर्दा उहाँको एकता उहाँको प्रेमको कारणले गर्दा हामी यस ठाउँमा अनि उहाँको आराधना गर्नको निम्ति हामी भेला भएका छौँ.
But because of only the unconditional love of Jesus Christ, the Father in heaven, we are unified body, one in Christ, and we have been serving only one God.
अब तपाईँ अनि हामीमा एकताको एकदमै आवश्यकता छ.
So we need to be unified in one Christ as a one body.
बाइबलले बताउँदछ
Bible's talk about
जहाँ एकता हुँदछ
when there is unity
अथवा जहाँ प्रेम हुँदछ
when there is love
त्यहाँनिर एकता हुँदछ
there is unity.
हामी विचार गर्यौँ यो बिल्डिङलाई
let us think about this building.
यो बिल्डिङको एक एकवटा इँटा मिलेर यो सिङ्गो भवन बन्न सफल भएको छ.
The building is being built by crafting small small bricks.
त्यसरी नै
similarly
हामीले सिङ्गो संसारलाई जित्नको निम्ति
to win all this world
हामी एकतामा बस्न आवश्यकता छ.
We got to be unified body and we got to be in unity.
हामीले क्रिस्टको प्रेमलाई झल्काउन आवश्यकता छ.
We got to reflect the love of Christ Jesus.
हामी हितुपदेशको पुस्तकमा हेर्यौं भने
when you talk about the book of what does it call हितुपदेश के भन्छ इंग्लिशमा Proverbs sorry
त्यहाँनिर हामी देख्दछौ
we could see there
एउटा सानोभन्दा सानो एउटा कमिलाको विषयमा लिएर परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले हामीलाई ठुलो चुनौती दिनुभएको छ.
God challenged by giving an example of small-minded ant.
त्यहाँनिर तपाईँले हेर्नुभयो भने त्यहाँ पाउनुहुन्छ
If you go through that word,
त्यहाँनिर बाइबलले वर्णन गर्छ कमिलाको विषयमा
The Bible talk more about the ants.
उनीहरूको न त अगुवा हुन्छ त्यहाँनिर उनीहरूले आफ्नो ग्रीष्म ऋतुमा उनीहरूले आफ्नो खानेकुराको सञ्चय गर्छ भन्छ.
When there is a need, they collect all the grains when there is
यसको मतलब के त उनीहरूले जब उनीहरूलाई खानेकुराको आवश्यकता पर्छ एक्लैले तानिरहेको अवस्थामा अरू कुनै साथीहरू उसको छेउबाट गयो भने तर्केर जाँदैन तर वास्तवमा उसले तानिरहेको बेलामा अर्को साथी आएर उसलाई त्यहाँ सघाइरहेको हुन्छ.
When we talk about the ants, when they need some help, then all the ants come together and then they help each other.
त्यस्तै
Similarly,
त्यो एकता
द युनिटी
हामीमा हुन आवश्यकता छ.
We got to have even in the church today.
हुन्छ म विशेष आजको यो छोटो वचन यहीँ राख्न चाहन्छु अनि यहाँहरू सबैलाई धेरै धन्यवाद.
So I will conclude this small word of God today and I would like to appreciate for you guys. Thank you so much and God bless you. From Refuge International Fellowship, one of the sister churches. of ABC. Thank you, Pastor Iskar, for having this precious opportunity. God bless.
Good morning. It's an exciting day for us here, and I hope it is for you as well. As we share together the love of Christ, the unity of Christ that he has brought together, we're going to actually have this portion of our time translated into Chinese, and Lee is going to help us with that. We have a number of Chinese folks here with us, many nations represented today. So if you'd like to come on up. I'd like to begin, though. I mean, the theme of the message today is the church, which is Christ's body. And in Nepali, we would say, I can't read it, but you can read it in Nepal. Or in Russian, the church, Christ's body. Or in Chinese, the church, Christ's body. I love the Chinese image for church. You see the second character there. Looks like a little house. It brings together people who know Christ and who want to serve him. But today our desire is to share from the Word, and I'm going to read with you together, and I'm going to ask you to stand as we read together God's Word. We'll read it in English first, and then we'll have translations presented. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 12 through 14, and then verse 27. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. I'm going to ask Perna to go ahead and read this book.
त्यसका धेरै अंगहरू हुन्छन् र शरीरका सम्पूर्ण अंगहरू धेरै भए तापनि शरीर चाहिँ एउटै हुन्छ क्रिस्ट पनि त्यस्तै हुनुहुन्छ 27 तिमीहरू क्रिस्टका शरीर हौ र हरेक त्यसका अंगहरू हौ
Thank you. Now we're going to read this in Russian. Russ, I'm going to ask you to read this for us.
Ибо так тело одно, но имеет многие члены. И все члены одного тела, хотя их и много, составляют одно тело. Так и Христос. Ибо все мы одним духом крестились в одно тело. Иудеи или еллины, рабы или свободные, и все напоены одним духом. Тело же не из одного члена, но из многих. И вы тело Христово и порознь члены.
Okay, now we're going to read in Chinese. I'm going to ask Lee to do that for us.
哥林多前书一章十二节到十四，就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍然是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不论是犹太人、希利尼人，为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体。因于一位圣灵，身子原不是一个肢体。
Amen. Lee is going to translate as I speak this morning.
下面这段他要给的这段讲道呢，我要把它translate成中文。
But let's pray as we start. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are present here in our midst. Please, yes. Okay. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are present in our midst.
主，我们感谢你，你今天临到我们中间。
Lord, your word tells us that every tribe, every tongue, every people and nation will praise you.
主，你告诉我们万国万民都要来到你，敬拜你，来到你面前敬拜你。
And so this morning we come to bring you worship and glory.
今天早上我们就来到你的面前，给你把荣耀和颂赞都归于你。
And bless your word today, Lord, in this place, that you may be exalted.
请你把你的赐福给我们今天的这样的聚会。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣名祷告, amen.
You may be seated. If you stand in front of a mirror, there are two things that are going to be very prominent as you look at yourself.
那么如果你们站到一个镜子前面，对着镜子照自己，你会发现两个很重要的特点。
You should be struck by the fact that our body is pretty much divided into two parts.
那么你会发现很奇妙，我们的身子是由两个部分组成的，一个头，一个躯干。
You have the head.
有一个头。
And then you have the torso.
还有你的躯干。
The head is the control center of the body.
那么这个头呢，就是全身体的中心。
And the torso being the bigger part is attached to the head.
但是呢，我们的身体躯干是更大，虽然它更大，但是它受我们的头脑指挥。
So the New Testament uses this imagery of the body to represent the Church of Christ.
那么圣经就是用这样一个类比来形容我们的教会。
When you look at someone, if you meet them, your attention is hopefully drawn to their face.
那么如果你站在一个人面前对着这个人看的话，首先你的注意力是放在这个人的头脑上面，脸上面。
When people see us, the church, hopefully their attention is drawn to the head, who is Christ.
那当人看我们的教会的时候，那么希望他们的注意力也集中在这个头身上，这就是基督。
And we are the means by which Christ functions in the world.
那么耶稣基督这个头脑，我们的头脑是通过我们在这个世界上发出作用。
The body has many members, but we are still one body.
那么我们虽然我们可能是这个身体上的不同的肢体、不同的部分，但是我们依然是一个整体。
It's not many bodies, it's not many denominations, it's not many churches, it's one church, one body.
我们不是许多的肢体，不是许多的肢体身体，我们乃是一个肢体。
And we are all tied together by that same life-giving, controlling head who is Christ.
那么我们靠什么联系联络在一起呢？靠这个头脑。
There are a number of passages in the New Testament that refer to the church as the body of Christ.
那么在圣经新约里有不断的有几处的经文，不断的反复的提到我们的这个教会的头脑与身体之间的关系，我们与基督之间的关系。
We heard our brother Fyodor speak on some of these earlier. I'll not repeat them for the sake of time.
那么我们这一段经文呢，刚才我们有几两位牧师，俄罗斯牧师和尼泊尔牧师，他们有提到，我们就在这里不再重复了。
Yet the beauty that we see in this passage from 1 Corinthians is the fact that the word one is used seven times.
那么在刚才我们读的这段经文，在哥林多前书这段经文，在这短短的经文中，光这个身体这个词用了七次。
The body is one. We are one body. We are one body. We are one body. There is one spirit, and there is not many bodies but one.
对不起，刚才这个词是一个这个词用了七次。我们是一个身体，一个身体，一个身体，一位圣灵，一位圣灵，等等，连续反复用了七次。
So collectively, we as Christians are the body of Christ. Individually, we are His members.
那么我们整体上来讲，虽然我们面孔不同，文化不同，我们站在一起，整体上来讲，我们都属于耶稣基督的身体。但是从每个个体的角度来讲，我们每个人都是不一样的，都是唯一的。
And each of us as members.Of the body of Christ have our role and responsibility to fulfill.
我们每一个人都是基督的一个部分，一个身体的一个部分，就是一个肢体。那么我们有各自的不同的功能和作用。
Not everyone has the same ability or gift or talent or office.
那每个人的天赋都不一样，每个人的禀赋也都不一样。
And so we are diverse, but in the diversity brings unity.
那么我们在一起，我们是非常的多样化，每个人都不一样，但是这样的多样化却和谐的统一在这么一个整体的身体里。
We much like a married couple are completed by one another.
那么就像我们一个婚姻一样，就像一段夫妇一样，就是夫妇不一样，但是他们在婚姻里得到了完满。
So the church is made up of many members, and we are the representation of Christ to the world.
所以教会有许多的肢体来组成，那么我们作为各自的作为教会的一部分肢体，是在这地上代表耶稣基督。
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he physically walked the earth, he spoke, he ministered, he was his own physical representation.
在耶稣基督复活升天之前呢，他传道，他到处医治疾病，那么到处传福音，他能行走，能吃能住，他是一个。它是一个生理上的一个身体。
But now we, the church, are the image of Christ. We are the image of Jesus to the world.
但是现在，耶稣基督升天之后，我们作为他在地上的代表， 我们就是他的肢体，我们就是耶稣的肢体。
We're made up of many members and we assemble in many places.
那么我们是作为不同的肢体的不同的部分，我们在世界各地在不同的地方聚会。
Blagadat, Saransdan, Buffalo Chinese Christian, Amherst Baptist, Randall, the Chapel, Renewal, all churches made up of members who are believers in Jesus Christ.
那么刚才就列举的这些就是一些教会的名字，这就是教会有不同的名字，包括华人教会，在不同的地方有不同的文化背景，都在，但是我们都有共同敬拜一位主，耶稣。
You can say that we all share the same DNA. We have the same heritage together.
那么我们有共同的遗传基因，那么我们这个共同的基因就是我们对神的敬拜。
Each member has his own place and function, and together we make up the whole.
那么每个肢体每个部分都有自己的功能，但是在一起我们组成一个和谐的整体。
And each local church is a microcosm, a small example of the whole church.
每一个本地教会呢，每一个本地单独的一个教会，它都是一个小的微型的一个代表整个大的教会的身体，大的教会的景象。
But let's be clear.Churches are not members of the bodies of Christ. We as individual believers are members of the body of Christ.
但是请让我澄清这一点，我不是讲教会，每个单独的教会不是耶稣的身体，乃是我们每个单独的个人。
And we just happen to be organized by God's divine plan into various locations.
那么神通过他的先知，通过他的万能，他把我们各样的人集合在一起，不在不同的地方，把我们集合在一起。
We have various gifts and languages and ministries, various harvest fields and places that God has appointed us to serve.
那么我们各自都有各自讲的各自不同的语言，有各自不同的文化背景，有各自不同的服事的领域，有各自不同的事工，但是有各自不同的敬拜的地方。但无论我们分布在哪里，我们讲什么的语言，那么我们都是基督的身体。
And so it's only in us each doing our part and assembling together that we accomplish what God has ordained.
那么我们在一起独自的服事，但是我们又和谐的统一在耶稣的身体里。那么我们这样一个叫整体的合一。
Let's give you an example. Let's say that we're going to go on a journey. We're going to go on a long hike, and every part of our body is going to be engaged.
那么我们给大家举一个例子。那么如果说我们去一个地方。那么我们头去了，我们当然身子肯定要去。
Our feet hold us up and they propel us forward.
那么我们的脚呢，来支持我们。
Our arms provide the needed balance for our walking.
那么我们的手呢，我们的手在我们行走的时候给我们提供平衡，保持平衡。
Our eyes give us sight as to what is out in front of us.
那么我们的眼睛呢，可以看清楚前面的道路是什么样。
Our ears listen for dangers along the way, maybe a growling dog.
那么我们的耳朵呢，来很警觉，听清楚周遭的这些环境，比如说一些危险的信号。
Our sense of smell also helps to guide us. Maybe there's a burning building ahead.
那么我们的嗅觉呢，鼻子呢，也会帮助我们识别，我们通过这个味道识别，我们是不是站在一座燃烧的建筑物前。
Our lungs provide our muscles with oxygen.
那么我们的肺呢，给我们提供氧气。
Our heart pumps the blood to the needed areas.
我们的心脏给我们提供血液。
And of course, our brain in our head is the control center. Everything else must submit.
那当然，我们的大脑是我们的控制中心，所有这些肢体的功能和它这个呢感觉，都要最终的汇聚于我们的大脑，由大脑统一做出处理。
So if you're going on a long walk or a journey.Which of these parts would you want to leave behind?
那么如果你要去散步，出去散步，走这么一圈。
They're all vital. They're all necessary for us to accomplish the mission that's before us.
你会发现，就如此简单的一个事情，就我们出去走一圈这么简单的一个事情，身体的每个部分都要亲密无间的和谐的配合，每个部分都少不了。
So today our focus has been on unity in Christ, and we've seen a beautiful example of that in our gathering.
那么今天我们的布道的核心呢，这个核心内容就是在基督里的合一。
No matter the language, no matter the heritage, the place of birth, the education, the age, the gender, the talents, the experience.
那不论你的你讲什么语言，不论你的传统是什么样，不论你的文化背景是什么样，不论你的肤色是什么样，不论你是在哪个地方出生，也不论你来自哪个地方，但是我们都是一个整体。
We are all vital members of the body of Christ pursuing His mission, and that mission is to go and make disciples.
我们都是这个耶稣基督身体一个很重要的一部分。我们都是共同追求一个共同的目标，那就是基督的目标。
We are one body.With one mission.
也就是说，我们是一个身体，一个使命。
And we are indeed diverse, and yet we stand hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder in the great work of our Lord.
我们虽然很多样化，各自不同，但是我们肩并肩，手拉手。
And what is the end result of this?
那么结果，这样的结果是什么呢？
In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, it says,
那在我们的启示录第五章这样说
Every tribe, every tongue, every people, every nation will sing the new song of heaven.
这段经文是这样说万国万民都要在神面前唱赞歌在天堂唱赞歌
Today, this is a taste of heaven.
那么今天其实就给我们一个让我们先尝一尝天堂的味道
May God bless us as we continue to pursue Him in a spirit of unity and doing the work that He's called us to do.
那么让神，但愿神来祝福我们每一位，给我们力量，让我们去服侍神，朝着神的目标前进，把我们自己献给神，做神的一个肢体。
Amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, there's an old children's song that says, "Untold millions are still untold. They're in darkness." They are in some fashion separated from your church, that there's no one to speak to them. There's no one who knows their language. There is no one who has yet committed themselves to pursue them for your kingdom. Lord, we pray you would stir us. We know that we are not able in ourselves to reach everyone, but we pray that we would be effective in reaching those you've called us to reach.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat.圣洁，圣洁，圣洁，归于主全能上帝，昔在今在永在君王。与万物齐声歌唱，敬拜万王之王，你是我的一切，我全心爱慕你。 彩虹唯一绽放出生命，如烁烁闪电，隆隆雷声，颂赞尊贵和能力，智慧荣耀权柄都归你全能的上帝。God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Eu fico ao ouvir teu nome, Jesus. Teu nome é força, é fôlego de vida, misteriosa água viva.
Holy, 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 is the Lord.喜在心，在勇，在君王，与万物齐声歌唱，敬拜万王之王。你是我的一切，我全心爱慕你。与万物齐声歌唱，敬拜万王之王。你是我的一切，我全心爱慕你。
See what God is doing. Join Him in it.Cannot go wrong. Be a people on mission. Be a church on mission. No matter what congregation you come from, be a people on mission. Be Jesus Christ to this world. Father God, we give you glory, honor, power. As we have just sung, we all the more with our lives, Lord God. We glorify you as your people. You are holy. You are to be glorified. You are our God and King. Direct us, guide us, go with us now.